Blog Talk Radio.
Start the music on the side there.
What music, man? That's just, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, man.
You didn't tell me about no music, Justin.
How about this?
Training is not, it's not effective right now, buddy. Well, you've never said anything about no music button.
That's right. Reality check, you know what I mean? Street lights, huh? Nuke it. Scorpion.
Looper.
Yeah.
Now, look on your right side.
When I was
right
young, I used to dream of being rich. Having a lot of houses and cars, couldn't know which one was which.
Look on the right side of the panel.
Chicken getting hitched. Living the fairy tale life, perfect without a glitch. You think that this will bring me happiness?
You're just saying, press
if
play
at the
button?
End of every rainbow, it was a treasure chest. Sometimes
yeah.
having more is really less. Take a look inside yourself, you realize you're really blessed. No matter how you
clear visit instructions online, you know that, right? Sometimes. Sometimes. You like
okay,
it.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, you can stop it now. Okay, you can stop it there. Yeah, you can stop it. Come on. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're taking lead this time. I'm back a bit.
See, you didn't even say that. That's what I'm saying. What is with the communication, man? You're not, I would have been said something to prepare or whatever. I'm thinking you still doing everything.
Nah. Hi, everybody. We're doing this, you know. Okay. All right. So we're gonna rewind. Redo. Okay. And 3, 2, 1. Introducing Valerie Bell.
Hello. Yeah, definitely, man. Catching me off guard because I thought you was still
all right.
Nah, I wasn't
okay.
Even in mental mindset. I would have completely put on a different hat than what I got on right now.
Okay, all right. Hi, everybody. You know what? This is Live Time Part 2, Deuce. You know, let's see. You know, I sometimes I like to see. I'm gonna go ahead and do a chat room launch. Since we're still in training mode, and in this training mode, my lovely co-host here, this twinulous flamely us, you know, that's like the scientific name for her. Valerie, say hi. So you say hi. You say hi this time. Go ahead and say hi.
Hi again, world. This is Valerie. I was not prepared. It's all good. Yeah, this is definitely part two. I don't even know what we're about to talk about, but we're about to get into something good because we always do.
This is more of the just like life. It doesn't. You can't always plan for it. Period. You cannot always plan for what hits you in life, you know. So this is a little bit of technical training, a little bit of more visual, active. So we're poking around this in this blog talk world. Now, here's the history. I'm a bit of a old veteran with the old blog talk platform. So there are some new things for me, but our beautiful Val here is a total verge, and, you know, which is, you know, sometimes virgins get sacrificed. I'm just saying. So this is her doing her thing. So today we haven't recapped on a lot of things. Of course, life hits you really hard. One of the things, mm-hmm. Val, that when we start talking to people, one of the things that I've learned when it comes to doing radio is talking as if there's just somebody sitting in the room with their eyes wide open and just looking straight at you, but they can't, they're like mute. It's like, and they're just like looking at you like, you know, and
that's a good visual.
Yeah, you know, because it's like, it's like somebody's just standing there straight at attention, hanging on every word you're saying. And if you don't say enough words, or you don't say, or you don't keep the words flowing constantly, they would just keel over and pass out. I don't want to say die because I don't even like to think about that. Just keel over and pass out. You want to keep them awake. You're trying to save their life by keeping them awake. So.
Okay. Okay. That's thank you. That was actually really good feedback, advice, information. That actually is very, very good advice.
Yeah. Usually we are used to communicating in a one-two party scenario. We may talk about a third party, but we're communicating. I'm first person. You're second person. I talk you to you. You know, but on radio, you kind of sit and communicate on a podium basis. You talk more of a we format. You know, and using words and phrases like those of you, and for those, and using, you know, you, that word those comes in a lot. Those,
okay.
Them, we, our, you know, a lot of group pronouns, you know, come into play. So, you know, so let's see. Where's the, you know, say, so I'm going to set back for a second, let you guide the process, communicate, and let you talk to our invisible fan base out there right now.
Okay, and give me something that we are going to talk about. I might as well put me in the hot seat.
No, that's totally on you, and that's just the thing. Start by just saying hello, and, you know what I'm saying, and just let it flow out, you know, and this
okay.
is hot seat.
It definitely is a hot seat. Like I said, I was not prepared. I would have, yeah. But it is all good. We are here now. And I said this is Valerie Bell. And I really appreciate you all tuning in to our radio program. I look forward to informing, educating, and entertaining. We look forward to educating, entertaining, and informing you about our lives and our thoughts and anything else that's going on in this world, but also including you in the process. So let's pick a topic to talk about. Let's see, what exactly do we all have in common? What has been going on, or what is going on right now in the world in general, or the U.S., let's just say the U.S. I think that everybody is feeling the Valentine's Day thing coming around, and it's Black History Month, which probably would be more of a broader topic that we would have more to discuss and go in depth with. But just briefly, the fact that Valentine's Day is coming up on a lighter note. And I don't know about you, but I'm not ready. You know, if you have significant others and they're putting the pressure on and all that. And at any point in time, Chester, you let me know if I'm supposed to chime you in, include you, or you want me to just kind of figure that out on my own.
You're doing great. I love it. I love the topic, you know, but I will interject and let you carry forward because you're cheating a little bit. You're kind of passing it. Valentine's Day is actually one of her favorite Valentine's. I mean, this is Valentine's Day.
It is
Day,
one of
know.
My favorite days.
So,
and I was,
so,
exactly.
So, and she's dialing it down. You know, but I'm snitching, so I'm going back in the corner with the snitch after snitching. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. So let's be honest. The reason I mentioned Valentine's Day, yes, it is my favorite. It is my favorite holiday day of the whole entire year, and because it's Val Day, and my nickname is Val or V, and that's just me being egotistical. But it's full of love, and I'm such a lover, and I appreciate the fact that everybody on that day feels the need to give something to another person in exchange, just giving something, really. Of course, you're going to receive, but nonetheless, I know the people are single. I know that there's a few of y'all out there might be single, in relationships, you're married, and like I said, I know the pressure's on as far as buying the gifts, planning what to do. I know fights and conflicts end up happening around this time as well. Chester? You have a significant other? You look forward to Valentine's Day or no? Nah?
See, no. I don't have a significant other. I have significant people that I love carefully. And because care, because loving carefully is true. No, because I'm not in that quote unquote monogamous committed type scenario. No, Valentine's Day is not really one of my particularly favorite ones, and it's because I'm such a lover, and it's because it's been very hard over the, you know, I guess maybe past 10 years to understand why love has been got so jaded inside the, you know, urban black community and family and whatnot. So it's so painted on. And, you know, I like the days when it was simpler, when I was younger, when I was so la-di-da about it. The older you get, the more aware you get. And the more aware you get, the more responsible you have to be with who you are and what you do. You know, and that's just the truth of life. You know, so it's kind of like fell off of my favorite radar. And then I'm one of the, and then you subscribe to, well, you know, why you have to focus on one particular day at one part of the year when you have 364 other ones that could are just as good. So,
yeah,
you know, and I'm kind of like, you know, it's a pressure zone. I will tell you, I'm a person that's, you know, dating multiple people.
You say date multiple people?
Yes.
Oh,
dating
okay.
Multiple people.
Play it. Just wanted to make sure I heard it correctly.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you don't know me, I'm not an advocate of any particular love relationship makeup, such as monogamy or polygamy or polygory. But I'm not against any of those. It's just I understand the dynamics of it. So, you know, it's kind of like I'm an open individual. With that being said, Valentine's Day presses an issue of, well, this is the time to focus on this aspect. And I kind of don't like my timing dictated. You know, these are the times of choice and freedom and availability where we can exercise, you know, so many options in our lives. You know what I'm saying? When we go to bed, when we wake up, what kind of TV shows to watch, movies to watch, food to eat, places to go, friends to have, you know. But there is still an overshadow, you know, some sort of over sense of an overlord of dictation that says, well, this is the time of the year. You know, it's one thing when it's, things are dictated by the seasons, Mother Nature, the weather, the ground gets hard. Of course, you can't plant your crops. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing.
Watch
out,
you know,
Rodney. He's
on his soapbox right now. He's going.
You know, you know, but when there are other people or systems that say, hey, you know what? No, this is the time of the year to think about love. Okay, well, what happened to, you know, July 28th? What's wrong with that? Why can't that be a love day too? Well, we don't have any factory set up for that time. No, that's the time when you're supposed to be out on the beach, you know, or that's the time when or that's the time when you're supposed to be doing this or back to school presents or something. You know, I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'm not. Yes, that's my soapbox, and you know.
We love the soapbox. I know when you step up there, you know, and I just tell, I'm going to let people know, just hold on for a second, absorb it, open your ears real wide, and just literally just soak up everything that he's saying. Valid point.
It does. I mean, but then again,
and
we are group-minded people.
Because I play
advocate. We are group-minded people. We like to do things in groups. It's great to go out and, you know what I'm saying, and do the, feel a part of a larger community of, you know, celebrators that do the celebrate the same thing. Like, you know, but I think that's what makes it suck so bad. It's like, honestly, you know, we've all seen the TV shows where you have, you see the people, you know, some of the ladies or, you know, because it's mostly, and it's really mostly ladies, you know, it is really mostly ladies. Val, can you do me a favor and take over for 1 second?
Yeah. Definitely, he has a perspective on it, and he breaks it down in a philosophical sense, what the day represents and the energy and everything surrounding it. And we all do feel the pressure, regardless if we're single or not single, but it's the pressure of knowing that on this day, there's going to be an exchange or a heightened level of love and gifts and expectations and things that you may not be ready for. You may feel underqualified to give or to receive. You're doing the best that you can. You're lonely. Either way, all of those things come into place, and that's what it signifies. And I personally enjoy the day, and I don't take it too seriously because, like you said, I mean, every other day of the year should be a day that is full of love and giving, and every week I think that a person should be loving and giving gifts and cherishing the person that they're with, even if they, you know, every Tuesday, if in your mind you're in a relationship, you should know that every Tuesday you want to make that day special for that person, even if they don't know it. But I think that's just something we need to increase instead of just having it on one day a year, maybe, you know, once a month, maybe once a week. But, of course, like you said, it's commercialized, and we don't have the factories built for it. And but nonetheless, all of that stuff, I'm excited about the day. I'm truly excited about the day, and I don't have any expectations. I do have a significant other.
Right.
And I already know that it's going to be hell. I do know that. I'm very particular, very anal, very, very hard to please, and that's just going to be what it is. I do have a significant other in the sense of however you want to look at it, but the one person that I am going to be giving my love and my energy towards, and it turns out well. And I feel like a man in that sense, like most men do, on Valentine's Day, just as Christmas, just as anniversaries and birthdays, is that's the day that you have to figure out what the hell she wants. And figuring out what the hell she wants is the most difficult thing in the world sometimes. And it will make or break your week or your month, to be honest. If you get it right, it might be fantastic. If you get it wrong, oh, my God, it may break up the relationship. It may make, like I said, the week or the month shitty. Can I curse? Can I do that?
Yes. We'll just say parental discretion is advised.
Exactly. So I know the Valentine's Day is coming up, and I wanted to just talk about that briefly just because it's in the air. We feel it. We see it. We know it. Every time we go to the store, it's there. It's red. It's pink. It's white. It's in your face.
Right.
And I just want to talk about
feeling that pressure. feeling that pressure. Yeah. So what do you do as a single person feeling that pressure, feeling that in-your-face loneliness because it just emphasizes that you have not found the one, you have not found that relationship, you're still...
Exactly.
What do you do when that is in your face that you got that work ahead of you still?
Here's what I've done because it was years that I was single. On that day, I would literally, and just like, I mean, you said you play, dating a couple people, maybe I was talking or interested or whatever, even if I was just interested, I would pick 2, 3, 4 people, 5 maybe, depending on how good my money is, and I would make an effort or energy to buy a card or to buy some flowers and give to them. I won't expect anything but just to give to a couple people because that day is literally dedicated towards giving love more than it should be receiving. So pick some family members if you're single, some friends, and spend some time with them. Who says it has to be romantic love? Who said that?
You know what? The people with the big-ass heart and red roses, like even right now, it's a situation I'm like, I got one person at and says, okay, well, what are we going to do? We're going to go out on Valentine's Day? I'm like, Well, you know you're not the only person that I'm seeing. So right automatically off the rip, coming at me about that day is telling me to make you feel more special than anyone else. And
correct.
So if I say, oh yeah, we're all going to go, you know, it was like, it's almost a setup for things to be shattered. Or, you
it
know,
is,
saying for you to prove one thing to or the other. I'm like, okay. Because if you,
it
you know.
Great, a lot of situations.
Right, because it's a. And I don't understand why, you know, people that are in questionable scenarios or in very real scenarios that they want to walk in illusion of non-reality. It's like, why do you want to make reality smack you in the face? Why do you want to make reality smack you in the face? What is that about? Why does people? And that's one. Why?
Because regardless of how robotic we are, numb and zombies and routine and brainwashed and all of those hamster wheel type analogies, or you know what I'm saying. Regardless of all those things, we as human beings actually do want to feel something occasionally, and the only way that we're going to feel something is if we actually deal with reality. And sometimes a slap or a punch just makes you feel alive. You've even watched, just to bring in a quick point, what movie? Fight Club.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things where it's like sometimes a nice hurt feeling, a nice physical something will make you feel like, yes, I am human. I am alive. I do have emotions. That's what it is. And I know that that's what it is because I do it for myself sometimes too. Say that I'm a zombie or I'm amongst all the other people, you know, but nonetheless, like, we do need something to make us feel alive. And I think a slap in the face on Valentine's Day or Christmas or different things.
I don't agree with that. You don't slap yourself. You've seen those practical jokes where people get slapped with the big hand, you know, just come out of nowhere from around the corner. It's like, you know,
yeah.
A 6-foot hand. I mean, come on now. Come on, son.
Hey.
Now, who actually wants that? Who actually
but
wants that?
But I also think that there's a there. You're saying you're expecting it because if you agree, they say she's like, what are you doing? And your reaction was instead of, you know, I got girls I'm dating, right? Instead of that, we said, I'm going to take you out to dinner. We're going to do something real nice. Then she had, so the thing is a hope that she's hoping that you might say something to let her know that something has changed, that she is special. She's taking a risk. I think it's a risk thing. I think people are taking a risk when they do that. When they're dealing with reality sometimes in this situation, love situation, I think that it's a risk to be like, okay, what are we doing on Valentine's Day? If you're not.
And that's the thing that's, like I said, it pushes people to have to do things like having to spend, having to, you know, have to force the situation, the like, you know, oh God, it's just, oh my God, it's just turning my stomach. The more I talk about it, the more I think about it, I want to go to the movies with my kids.
By yourself.
You know, with my kids, like, you know what I'm saying, or just, you know, I just like, you know what I'm saying, after, you know what, I'll be the babysitter for the day. Everybody, give me your kids. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going to start doing, having the annual Chester T. kid Valentine's Day, you know what I'm saying, kid retreat. Give me your kids.
You know, actually probably make some serious ass money if somebody really did that, not just for Valentine's Day, but just to branch out that idea, if they did that for a lot of holidays.
Yeah, give me your kids, especially this old couple-y holiday. Give me your kids. I'm the babysitter. I'm kicking it. No, y'all go ahead. I don't even want to do this. Give me your kids. I'm done. Oh, my God, no. I will bury myself and kids and whiners and fussers and Disney cartoons and, you know what I'm saying, and Dora the Explorer and all everything else they want to do. You know, no. Because it's like, oh.
Yeah, that is a big concern. It's like, you know, if you married and have kids, or if you got kids or in a relationship, you know, that is a big thing. It's like, okay, who babysitting? And that's a huge thing to add mm-hmm. something to the mix about this whole Valentine's Day conversation. Yeah. Who's watching the kids?
Ooh, see, there we go. See, there's another moneymaker. Pow,
that's
right there. Pow, you did. You know what I'm saying? You do a kid sleep in. It's like, oh, no, I'm doing overnight sleep in. From 8 to 6 in the morning, I have a drop off. I'm not, no one goes to sleep. Have a couple caretakers, have a big party, kids sleeping, got a little cot beds, because, you know, most of them be sleep by about 12, 1 o'clock. You know, even if they're excited, they're sleeping by midnight. And you just coast at the rest of the night. Parents goes out, has a nice time out on the town, maybe do a little hotel action, do some sunrise shit, you know.
Yep.
And then guess what? They come up, you know. Why should all the hotels and diners and everything get the money for, you know, it, you know, why don't I get the money? And maybe even some of you people that's feeling like I'm feeling in your town that's listening right now, you go ahead, you know what, go ahead and have the idea. But if you start getting large with it, I'm coming for my cut. But go ahead.
Tell me, nothing but some idea factory over here, gold mine. We didn't talk about that. We got ideas for days. You got ideas for days. It's not going to ever go away. Money making.
Okay. All right, so look at your clock.
Yes, I've been eyeballing it. We're down to about 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
Okay.
I guess this whole episode has turned into a Valentine's Day one, which is lovely, good timing. But I guess we do need to wrap up.
We're going to wrap up what was called the live stream portion. And
correct. Once
again, a couple of things that we have to do is when we're doing this live here on Blog Talk Radio, the platform, is that the phone number 347-826-7030 is the number for you, the listener, to call to join the support of the program. Not after
okay,
and then about the next.
Throw that in there.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. But, of course, when a half-hour run, you know, saying you may forget, and it's very easy to get wrapped up into the show. Now, for those of you that or them that will want to stay and listen to the after program, because we still have a little more to talk about. We can continue this conversation. They can call right now, anytime in the next, you know, minute and a half of 347-826-7030. It's a very good idea to memorize that kind of number so it kind of rolls off your tongue. And they can call
mm-hmm.
in, join in the conversation, and just listen and whatnot. Right now, because of you and I, we haven't done any promotion, and that's going to be our next test run. We're going to go live with the live time, you know what I'm saying? So remember, as long as you got time, you got a chance, you know. And
I am Valerie Bell.
I'm Chester T. Go ahead, do it.
Huh?
Can't you hear the lady counting down in your ear?
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying. I was like, I'm Valerie Bell, you know, remember to love yourself and value everything, you know. And then you was doing your chest of tea stuff. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah, time. Yeah. We're going to tighten this up. What? You can't get no better than this.
But check Chester out on Facebook. You can check me out on Facebook, too, but I'm not really up there as much. And we appreciate you listening to the show, and we will see you next time. See you.
Okay.
Talk to you. You know what I mean.
All right. That's it. We're going off the grid. Now, where yeah. now what you're in? Now, this is the after time. All right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
normally, okay. So now you see how. So right now, it is no longer being broadcast live. I want you to click around on this the studio dashboard. You see up in the top corner where the clock used to be. It says REC.
Yes.
That means it's still recording. That means it's recording this conversation for what's called for the archive. So anybody that will listen to this show later, you, me, or anyone else we have listened to it, can go here and they'll listen to the rest of the program. Just like you see my number here, you're under her, under that. You see, you're under host, and my number there. I am. That's the only reason you can still hear me. Because if I was, you know, if I was on mute when this happened, when after the show went off, you wouldn't be able to hear me. You have to open up all the people that you want to talk to during this after program because you're not going to have that control after the timer stops.
Okay, gotcha. Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah. And no one else can call in. If somebody called in right now, they'll tell them that your show is over and you can't get into the... So now we're kind of like in a private locked room. We didn't close the bar doors. Oh, my God. We used to have such fun. We had a show called Sidebar. This is a side note. We had a show called Sidebar, which we did just that. It was just like you shut the bar down. Nobody came in. But if you was in here when those doors got locked, oh, my God. the stuff we talk about, the stuff we get into, we say some crazy things. And believe now that, and the chat, and also the chat room would be closed off to the live room. So there's a chat room that goes on our page when we go live. All right. And with that, you can see who's actually jumping onto the webpage, whether they're in anonymous guest mode or they're logged onto a Blog Talk Radio platform themselves. So, they'll put up comments and stuff and smiley faces and good things and whatnot. As a matter of fact, it's probably be a good idea to attend the show on the backside. On from the user's point of view to really get understanding.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna actually say next go round. And then yeah, I figured we do this one more time as far as not anything too efficient or didn't work, you know, and it keeps that side effect as well as the user. The listener.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see the button right there, you see it says promote.
Let's see, where are you looking? Promote.
The middle panel.
Yes.
See it, promote? Okay. If you hit that, you see the different platforms. There's the message, you know, the Facebook platform. It'll ask you, you know, to log in. I think, it's tied. Well, mine is tied into my Facebook when I hit it. Or, you know, same thing with Twitter. So, as we're doing the show, you know, that's why, you get to a more relaxed, long time scenario, that's when it is. So, how do you feel? You're good?
Yeah, I feel good. I'm definitely warming up and getting the gist of it. Like I said, really effective advice and visualization as far as how to view. Being on the radio, what mind frame to be in, you know, when you said, as far as imagine somebody sitting there kind of in your face looking at you, but they can't really talk, and you have to, you know, talk to them and keep them awake, that sort of thing, and yeah, so that was very effective because I was trying to figure out what mindset to be in, and that put me exactly in the right mind frame.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, yeah. And a good exercise to do at home, if you want, you know, your friends to help you. It's just, you know, just as far as training, just says, hey, tell them to let you talk for 15 minutes, half an hour, but don't say anything. Or, and you don't look at them. Just face a wall and just start talking.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just face a wall and start talking and just, you know, just in, like you're sitting at a desk or whatever, and, you know, and you don't want them to tell them not to make any noise or put something in your ear so you can barely hear anything that they're doing and talk. You know, therefore, because here's what you're looking for. You have the energy of the people know, you know, someone, you know that people are listening, but you don't know how they're responding. You don't know what they're doing, but you just know that they're listening, you know. And,
correct.
And this is, you know, and this is, and this helps you get your flow together. Always know how to shut down. That's my secret. I always know how to shut up. I always know how to, when I say I always know how to shut down, how to shut up, at any point in time, I could say good night, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know what, we're going to take a quick break real quick, and we'll be right back with more, and then I know I'll go to a song. I always have,
yeah.
You know, I always know how to just pause, take a quick break, you know, get, you know what I'm saying, get your second wind together. But other than that, that sounds pretty good. I know you're going to be eager to listen to this one.
Because
we're talking about Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And the technicals. And hot seats. And, you know, and even a new business idea. You know, the Val Day Sleep In. For kids.
Yeah. You
know. It's like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Okay. No, it definitely was a fun and good topic. Good topic for the beginning of the week because it is this weekend. But what was I going to say? Also,
we can attempt another show with some private callers. We can do a test group. You know,
mm-hmm.
get some very specific people. To, you know, saying to call in and, you know, talk with us, and that sounds like a great test run also. Or we dive into the pool. Let's get out there and just sling it. This stuff can get very addicting very fast. So
yeah,
let's wrap up this show. This after party, and then let's go check out another show. It's 1:30. It's probably one coming. A few nice ones coming up today at 2:00.
What are you talking about?
On Blog Talk. Just check out someone else's broadcast.
Okay, well, I can't afford to do that. I have a lot of stuff I need to do today. For instance, my car yesterday, I had a half a tank of gas, and as I was driving 5 minutes, I saw that the gas was draining all out of it as I was driving. So
what?
My car is parked.
You have a hole in your tank?
I don't think it's in my tank. It's actually underneath the hood because I smelled the gas coming in the car. I popped the hood in the hood. It's near the. It's up there. So I have to figure out what that is. Either way, I'm kind of in a problem-solving type mode, as you can probably obviously now know.
Right.
Regarding my car and how to test the tank.
Wow.
I need to do these DVDs for this, the Robert Green guy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I definitely have a later start of the day than I prepared for because I actually woke up at 8 and it started at 11. Just talking with it.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's what I'm about to start doing now. About to send off down my call message as well right now real quick.
Okay. Now, you do realize we're still on air, right? Recording, archive, right?
Well, now I do.
It's very easy to forget. It's very easy. But we're still on. We still are in after party zone. We haven't disconnected from this yet. So,
let's but nobody do that. Can hear you and me, right?
No, you and me. It's just a recorded conversation at this point.
Okay. Gotcha. And that's fine.
You know how many people have forgot that and started saying some other shit like, you know we're recording, right? Like, oh yeah, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. Yeah. Let me catch you. So, go handle life right now.
Handle life.
Hit me up. We can explore the blog talk world at any time because there's always something going on here 24/7. So that's the beautiful thing about it. You can always just pop up on any random from anywhere, from somebody talking about psychic astrology and wrestling to politics to sex to rap to poetry to whatever. There's always somebody talking on here about something.
Yeah, I picked up on that.
Yeah, I'm disconnecting, and you are too. Yeah.
Huh? Okay.
Yes, in episode.